In high school, did you have a side hustle of any type?
Yeah. Lots of them.
Like to make money?
Yeah.
Like what?
Let's see. I had several. I worked at a shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
Like packing shoes and stuff like that. I worked at the food emporium, like the, you know, the grocery store, local grocery store. I did that. And then, and I babysat.
Oh, so that was how you made money. Like a buddy of mine would go every morning and get a whole thing of candy bars. And mm-hmm. he would walk around all day long selling the candy bars. So he would buy them for a quarter and he would sell them for a dollar.
Wow.
So that was his side hustle all day long.
It's a good one.
So that's how he made money. Hats off to this kid in Detroit. So this kid said, I need money. I'm in high school and I have no way of making money. So I'm going to do a side hustle and I'm going to do it at school. So this is what he did.
Yes, indeed, guys. And it's said that all is well that ends well. And in this story is certainly shaping up to have a good ending. Take a look.
Use the corner. The corner of your blade is really important.
Even the greatest among us come from humble beginnings, and that could eventually be the case for 16-year-old Cameron Tucker, who was given a one-day suspension for playing bathroom barber at Renaissance High School in Detroit.
So what he did is he set up a chair. He had the thing that goes around you when you cut your hair. And
yes, smock.
And a line out the door.
That's what's the problem with that? Why would they suspend him for that?
So they came in and said, no, you can't do that.
I want to say wrong time, wrong place.
Cameron caught the barber bug this summer, motivated to cut his younger cousin's hair.
I'm probably starting my guideline about here.
Save some cash by cutting his own and make a little by cutting his friend's hair. He reached out to his uncle Tuck to school him on the fundamentals of the fade.
That's the exact words. He said, I'm going to show you one time. I could show you again. I was like... All right.
Cameron picked up on it and did not look back. He started posting before and after pictures on social media.
And that's great.
This kid can fade. I mean, it's a great haircut.
His cousin's haircuts, and then started servicing his football teammates. Fast forward to this past Thursday, he was busted cutting a classmate's hair in the bathroom during study hall.
And in the middle
Why
of doing
busted?
That,
I don't know. Yeah, I guess you can't do that.
What's
in
the problem with it? No, you can cut your friend's hair. It's not their business. He didn't open a salon. He didn't like illegally open a salon and put himself out there for the public. These are his friends. You could charge them.
Stared at us for about 45 seconds and walked out.
Cameron's mom, Cassandra, got a call soon after.
Need someone to come pick up Cameron. He's running a barbershop out of the third floor bathroom. There's a line in there. Hair all over the floor. He got it all, his whole setup in there like we on a movie barbershop.
Well, we walk into the office and everything. All other administrators talking about, I respect the hustle.
And they are not alone.
You have become so good at your craft in such a short period of time.
We put Cam in contact with Sebastian Jackson, owner of the Social Club Grooming Company. Like Cameron, he too learned to cut hair when he was 15 years old.
That's
now
cool.
He's one of the city's top barbers with a clientele that includes Jalen Rose, Big Sean, R&B artist Dwayne, and former Lions running backs Joique Bell and Reggie Bush.
I'll tell you, man, just based on the hustle, if you're interested and apprenticing with one of our cosmetologists or myself, that's definitely an opportunity.
Sebastian offering Cameron a helping hand and a lot of pointers.
Isn't that cool?
Cameron, oh, that's cool.
Was a sponge.
It was an honor meeting him. You know, it was definitely a learning experience, you know, learning where he came from and, you know, his way to where he is now.
A place Cameron hopes to be one day. So he'll keep cutting hair, honing his craft, sharpening his blade, just not at school.
Not in the bathroom on the third floor.
So you got to respect the hustle. The kid had a chair and the whole nine yards and people lined up out the door to get a haircut. And he does a really good haircut.
I love the fact that like there was a line to get in the bathroom and teachers were like, oh, wow, why is there a line to get in the bathroom? Maybe just one toilet's working. Nope. Cameras in there cutting hair.
Or I wonder if something illegal is going on in the bathroom. That's why people are lined up. But no, he's making money cutting hair.
I think they just got on him because he didn't clean up well. You know what I mean? He was busy. He had a lot of customers. He didn't have a chance. He needed an assistant, somebody who can clean up after, like while he does the fades, somebody else cleaning the floor. I think that's what nailed him.
I just love between classes. All right, I can do two.
Right.
And it's going to be really quick. And but that's awesome because you get to go to high school with the hair that looks like crap. And then after third period, you look great.
Oh, I would have killed for that. Are you kidding? Coming to school, like, because, you know, you wake up, you don't want to get up that early, you don't want to do your hair, and then at school on your free period, go get your hair did.